Welcome to the Permabyte for Friday, May 30th, 2014, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. This Permabyte is a review of Sam Thayer's The Forager's Harvest. Before beginning, I would like to thank Jason of the Fifth World RPG for sponsoring this episode. Imagine a collaborative, structured storytelling experience where you and your friends can come together and explore what the future could hold for your descendants hundreds of years from now. The Fifth World is a free, open-source, open-world RPG that uses the framework of permaculture to consider these possibilities. Find out more at thefifthworld.com. Now then, The Forager's Harvest by Sam Thayer. I'll admit that I wasn't expecting what I found between the covers of this book. Whenever I interview someone, I try to approach that first conversation with a guest as a novice, and to ask questions from a place of little to no knowledge. As a result of that, I wasn't deeply familiar with Sam's work when I first spoke with him, nor of his writings. I didn't know then why so many people point to Sam as one of the go-to gurus of foraging, including other respected individuals in this field such as Arthur Haynes. Then I sat down and read Sam's book, and was blown away. His work, as represented in The Forager's Harvest, is personal. He does this. It's a serious part of his life, and he's passionate about it. There's an authenticity that comes through in what he writes. He expresses a genuine joy for those who forage, as well as taking the time to admonish those who repeat information without a personal understanding of what it is they do or are sharing with others. I can really respect that, and it's individuals like Sam who push me to get better and be more in my permaculture work. Overall, I enjoyed this book a great deal, not only because of the direct perspective that Sam has from his own experiences, but also because the writing in this book is funny. It reminds me a lot of Mary Roach, the author of books like Stiff or Gulp. The Forager's Harvest is filled with one-liners and humorous offhand references. One that comes to mind as I work on this review is in the section on parching grains. Quote, "Parching can be done in a metal container over virtually any heat source, but not a volcano. That's dangerous." End quote. The humor and personal touch makes this 360-page book an enjoyable and quick read. Sam provides all the information you need to get started identifying plants, including the recommendation that you get additional field guides to compare your initial impressions and first identifications against. Foraging and gaining enough understanding and knowledge is a slow process. Take your time. Learn a few species, inside and out. Get them correct, so that you don't have a mistake. I remember one of my earliest forays into wild foods. I wound up misidentifying a plant, and it was only when someone else asked, "Are you sure?" that sent me back to the pages, that allowed me to find my error, and in turn decide not to eat that double-lobed red berry that I found. And though this book is weighty, Sam doesn't overwhelm you with a little bit of information about a lot of plants, like you find in something like Peterson's Edible Wild Plants, Eastern Central North America. Rather, there are 32 plant entries that Sam has extensive experience with and enjoys eating. Each of the plant profiles is a standalone essay, so you don't have to read the whole book to make use of it. You can just jump to a plant that's of interest and sit down and read and enjoy that piece. Within each plant entry, you'll find a personal anecdote from Sam regarding the plant and a piece of his history with it, along with a description, information on the range and habitat, and harvesting and preparation methods. Along with the text are full-color plates to aid in identification of the plants throughout its life cycle, not just when the plant is at the fullest leaf cover or the flowers are the most beautiful. This is important as the various parts of a plant that you might use are harvested at different times of the year. I'll admit to my personal surprise in the number of useful edible parts available from an individual plant, ranging from roots to leaves to stalks and stems. And that comes from my earliest memories about foraging and wild foods being experiences as a Boy Scout. But much of what we were taught at the time, and I'll date those experiences to the late 80s and early 90s, were mostly about leafy greens and berries. We didn't touch on roots, nuts, rhizomes, or tubers, or the many other pieces. of edible available. I'm thankful that Sam's work covers so much. In picking up this book, you should read pages 1 through 77 first, before jumping into foraging and trying to eat something you've just found or think you know well. The first few chapters cover what you need to know about the book, getting started with edible wild plants, plant identification and foraging safety, as well as how to harvest, prepare, and store your wild foods, as well as a nice table of when you can expect to find and harvest the various pieces of these plants. Overall, this book is worth the cover price, just for the first 77 pages, and I'll also include the 8-page glossary as an added value. And for those sections alone, I would recommend this book regardless of where you live. It's a good overview of foraging and what you need to know to make the most use of what you find. However, as plants have specific ranges and habitats, you might not live in an area where all the plants that are detailed in the profiles grow. In the eastern woodlands of Appalachia here in Pennsylvania where I live, I've seen most of the plants listed, but not all of them. In order to help determine whether or not this is an appropriate resource for you where you live, I've included a list of all the plant profiles as part of the show notes at thepermaculturepodcast.com. Should you wish to pick up a copy to add to your personal library, you can purchase this book directly from Sam at foragersharvest.com for $22.95, which is not only an incredible value, but unbelievably inexpensive given the wealth of information that Sam's included. If you pick up a copy, consider getting two and give the extra to your friend and begin sharing the joy of foraging and wild foods with others. As a parent, I find foraging is a great activity with my young children to give them a sense of place and a better connection to the world around them. I look forward to teaching them more as they grow up, and also to my children's friends as they get older. The Forager's Harvest is also one of the books featured in the Traveling Permaculture Library Project. If you're not involved, you should be. Find out more at thepermaculturepodcast.com/library. Until the next time, spend each day creating a better world by taking care of the earth, yourself, and each other.